Keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And you want to see some real stuff with cases? Believe no one. If they don't have some cases and documents to back up what they're talking about. We have so many people out here spreading baloney. A little bit of truth and a lot of nonsense that really sounds good. Ed Waller's one of them. I don't like these guys that end up, he got involved with James McAlpine in North Carolina, the first case where we actually beat the United States of America walk away from a books and records. They planted somebody in there that they were pissed. That was 2014. Sent somebody over, got their teeth worked on, went out and played golf with James, and James was bragging about it. Next thing you know, he's indicted. Filed a habeas corpus that subjunct him. Too early. They kicked him back, no cotton custody. Ed Waller gets involved. He's got this cuss up, and he goes, he's going to go to the Hague and make McAlpine, it looks like, of unconfirmed, a sovereign country. And he's going to set up a trust. They did all these things. And, of course, they didn't slow the court down at all, the kangaroo court, because there's no rule of law there. They do whatever they want. People think they're judges. They're not judges. They're inquisitors. They're doing Star Chamber stuff. And Star Chamber, they use that cruel trilemma. We are going to get you to admit to what the hell we want by taking you off, deposing you, or whatever. And you're going to do it, number two, under penalties of perjury. And the third one is we're going to find you contempt of court or put you in jail or take your stuff. I could prove all these things now. That's what's the scary part. When you can see the con of the Star Chamber courts. They're corrupt. They're rigged. Edwaller gets involved. Next thing you know, he gets an attorney. What's the attorney do? Let's plea bargain. Yay, let's get out of this. James says, hey, I've had an epiphany. I'm going to contribute. He gets senator, representative. He's a good guy, and I think James is a good guy. I don't want to repay at all. I want to keep my business, and I'll keep working and putting the money there. Then all of a sudden, he goes and files in a trust, and I haven't seen it, if they've unlocked it or not, a trust, and he wants to fight back again. Well, he pisses off the United States of America. So they won a full 50 months. 60 months, I'm sorry, 60 months, 5 years. And 3 years probation. And $2 million. And they get it. Thanks to Ed Waller. I will give you a good piece of advice. And it's not an easy thing to do, I guarantee you. You have to make up your mind you're going to fight or you're going to surrender. And if you start off fighting and you surrender, you better stay surrendered. And make up a damn good story. Because these people will hang you by the yardarm. He's getting 5 years in jail, 3 years probation, and $2 million. He's going to have nothing. Thanks to Ed Waller. There could have been a hell of a fight put up. I don't know who would have won. But for the information we have now, it's just unbelievable. First of all, I'd want to be transferred to a bona fide Article III court. I'd want to know who's the standing. Who in the hell is United States of America? They always show up on behalf of. And I did some word searching. Guess what? Internal Revenue Service is an agency of the United States of America. It's also an agency of the United States. I give up. Who in the holy heck are you? Make up your mind, Department of Justice people. If you're going to tell a lie, you need to get your lies straight. Some of them is over 200 cases. Come from the Department of Justice. Not an accident. I want to know who in the hell you be. It's called standing. And the Article 3 says standing is a critical part of an Article 3, Section 1 and 2, exercising the judicial power of the United States, which means that the power comes from the Constitution of the United States. And now what I know today, I'm going to start using government of the United States, which I put in there. It's in the Constitution, but I didn't know what the federal government was. Federal government is the government of the United States of America. Oh, wait a minute here. Who the hell? That's not in the Constitution. We're just going to keep up in the ante until... Are we going to get to totally admit their total fraud? No, I don't think so. Well, the goal is to turn loose of the people that actually have the knowledge and the wisdom. Is it easy? No. Until you have been under the throes of this and say, oh, yeah, I'll do it, you know. Patriots are easy to, they're all lined up behind you if you go do the fight. They use fear, they use panic and dissension, especially if you're married or in a partnership or something. And they're very successful at it because it's very trying. Wait till they come for your property. The Moonies had to move out of their house, finally. But in the process of all this, I found another neat word. It's not taking. These people are not taking illegally your stuff. It's the terminology. It's called exaction. E-X-A-C-T-I-O-N. Who in the hell uses that word, exactions? I don't use that word. Never seen it before. To recover an illegally exaction made by officials of the government, which exaction is based upon a power supposedly conferred by statute, and they say, and we have held that a suit can be brought in this court to recover exactions said to have been illegally imposed by federal officials. Federal officials, not officers of the United States, except where Congress has expressly placed jurisdiction elsewhere. Exaction. Well, they've done that. The Moonies, they've taken his stuff. And he's got the three parts. There's a real injury. The three parts are a real injury now. So we're going to be filing in another thing Monday. I got to work on it tonight. So I've got three of these that are in the hopper. I got Toppin's case. They took his stuff. I got to go in there and challenge that in Massachusetts. But then also I found in this stuff, you see, we have the United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And I've got all kinds of cases now. I just stumbled off the first one when I was going into Pacer. New York is one of them. State of New York is a sovereign state of the United States of America. Sovereign state of the United States of America. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, we got a problem here, folks. What the hell happened to the several states? And what happened to all kinds of cases I have where we, the people, are the sovereigns, and we did a limited delegation through the constitutions of the several states and the Constitution of the United States? Now, there's another important distinction. It's the several states because they are sovereign countries joined under the Union of States. When you refer to the United States, it's the government of the United States. You don't refer to the government of the state of Texas, a sovereign. It's they're one of the several states because it's its own country. United States of is not a sovereign country. It's the government of the United States. It's different. They don't tell you that, do they? This is when you start getting this, and then you go look at these people that are writing these briefs, these nonsense stuff out of the Department of Justice. There are some smart dudes up there. They understand the language. And all of a sudden, you go read, and you can see how they're doing it. They don't use Constitution of the United States. They use United States Constitution or U.S. Constitution. They do the plea bargain. They put your name in all caps. Why would they do that? Even in the docket sheet on the Moonies, they put his name in all caps. What I'm doing in my briefing that I put out now, the other guy, I put their name in all caps because I know you're a freaking damn lie. This is the fiction. You're not real. Am I going to win with it? No. But I'm using your stuff against you. And I say, the more that you go reading these briefs, I don't know where they teach this, these lawyers in law school. Judge Jeanine Pirro had a guy on. He said, they don't teach law. They teach them they can go outside the Constitution or whatever. I think the Four Corners or something they call it. I forget what they call it now. Well, how in the heck can you have a rule of law if what's written down isn't obeyed? And if you're not bound by it. See, Congress is not bound to do anything. Technically, the President of the United States is not either. He is only the President of the United States of America. Trump is. I tell you what, we are so blessed. There was definitely the Creator's hand getting him here. Because if Hillary had got in, we'd have went the way of Rome. And I don't know if we can save it yet or not because Barr is up there. Supposedly him and Durham have a history of getting stuff. That damn Attorney General Sessions, he was worthless as tits on a moor, as they say on the farm. He didn't have the balls to do it. Somebody had him. Epstein. It's just amazing how they pull these lies off. Epstein is dead. And how do I know it's Epstein? Who identified him? One or more people? Did they use the DNA? They had his DNA. All these things, they just make these statements and nobody ever looks at the forensic evidence. Where's the videos? Oh, all the videos weren't working. How did he hang himself? What's the sheets? What kind of sheets? It's supposed to be paper. Where's the sheet? How did he do it? It just goes, where's all the forensic evidence to back up what these statements? They just make these bald-ass lies, statements, presumptions, and we buy it. Do not believe anybody, including me. if you don't see some stuff and use your logic and critical thinking. I have an IRS list. I call it IRS list. I have all kinds of things on it, but and it's $250 donation, postal money order, or Walmart preferred. Got to have an ID and use Roman numeral 2, because if you don't, I can't pick it up. I put out all kinds of documents. Sometime I'm going to get to a home page in one line, but I just, there's only one of me, and I spend so many hours just wading through stuff. It's like I got back for breakfast this morning, and I'm sitting up here wading through documents. And all of a sudden, I've seen the federal agency is the government of the United States, an independent establishment that sit outside the government. The Federal Reserve is an independent establishment. They get one damn thing to do with us. I'm hoping Trump. I saw only one time where he said he was going to print U.S. notes, like Kennedy did. He could lower our debt by half, according to Bill Still. He knows a lot more about it than I do, about the money system. He's got a great movie, The Wizard of Oz. If you want to watch a good movie on money, Bill Still on his homepage. He could print U.S. notes, but the federal business start the Federal Reserve. See, that's the thing. In 1913, they did a couple of things. Isn't it amazing how this just happens all at once? We get around. United States is the real party of interest from 1789 to 1913. What the hell happened in 1913? How come? Where did it go? 17th Amendment. Because they already had we the people, the House of Representatives. They had us hornswoggled. It's still in the Constitution. But we don't do it. We think we're a citizen of the United States because that sounds really good. And they got rid of the several states, legislatures, electing senators. There's no party. So all of a sudden, we're back to the United States of America. And from 1913 to 1916, I'm on into Westlaw. They got everybody trained in 3 years to drop the United States. What happened also in 1913? Well, we get rid of the allocation of the taxation to the several states because we don't need them no more. They don't have any standing. That's all it did. They just took the several states out of it. What else happened? Well, let's see. If we don't have a constitution of the United States, hell, we can make our own damn money. The Federal Reserve came in. Isn't that just amazing? Hell, that happened all this amazingly in 1913. And away we go. We started off with statutes of the United States. 1789, it's right in the beginning of the statutes at large. Then around in the 1900s, I've got to get this all documented. I've looked at it. I just haven't got it documented out the years yet. All of a sudden, we have statutes of the United States, and in the same beginning, we have laws of the United States of America. We're doing two things at once now. Then somewhere between 100 around 1930, somewhere along there, all of a sudden it was laws of the United States of America, no longer statutes of the United States. Then all of a sudden laws of the United States falls away, and now we're making public laws. PLs, public laws. Well, what happened to statutes of the United States? I thought that was a pretty good idea. Founding fathers did. It's all right there in front of us, but it takes time to research it out and get it documented. That's what I do. I still haven't found no definition for United States of America, but I did find federal agency means the government of the United States of America and independent agencies. Well, I'm telling you what, if a federal agency includes the government of the United States in the same damn sentence with independent establishments, they're outside the Constitution of the United States. They are not part of the government of the United States. That's in the Constitution. There's no mention of federal government in the Constitution of the United States. I wonder why that is. Why did they use government of the United States? Because our founding fathers understood England way, way educated, highly educated for that time. Spoke more than one language. Understood governments, the corruption in it beyond belief. Back in a minute.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, we're back here. And what two cases just blew the lid off of this? One of them is called Eastern Metals Corporation versus Martin, 191 F.SUPP245, 1960 case, Southern District of New York. It's a United States District Court case, Kangaroo. 191 F.SUPP245. God, I could have done a dance when I found this. A United States District Court. That was created, by the way, in 1948. Came from the territory of Hawaii. And its authority was accepted practice. That's in the revisor's notes. I kid you not. The United States District Court is an inferior court, inferior to the United States Supreme Court. The District Court is a tribunal. Tribunal created by Congress under the power given to Congress by Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 of the United States Constitution. Here we go again, United States Constitution. Which provides that Congress shall have the power to, quote, constitute, not establish and ordain. Constitute is you can create them, move them around, do whatever. Establish and ordain is a permanent issue, by the way. Okay, to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court. And they cite a Supreme Court case. The creation and composition of the United States District Court is presently set forth in Title 28 U.S.C. 132. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. The United States District Court has only such jurisdiction as Congress confers upon the court. The general jurisdiction. The federal courts under Article 3 are courts of limited jurisdiction. The general jurisdiction of the United States District Court is set forth in 28 U.S.C. Chapter 85, Sections 1331 through 1360. So I researched 1331 back. That's the one I always pled. Oh, hey, that looks good. When you go plead, you go, oh, that's my jurisdictional statement, 28 U.S.C. 132. I'm under the Constitution of the United States. Says so. I forgot the first part. It's a civil action. So I trace 1331 back, that everybody pleads. It goes back to the modification of 1875 to the Judiciary Act of 1789, and they call it a federal question. Well, seems good. It's a federal question, not a question of the United States. Federal question. Here we go again. Federal. Boy, oh boy, run like hell. So I said, well, why are they doing? Why do they need to modify? I want to know why. If you don't know the why, you're not going to understand what the hell is going on. Oh, because you see, after we did a national citizenship, after the Reconstruction Acts of 19, after the Civil War, we started creating benefits, federal rights, benefits. And benefits can't be adjudicated in an Article III court. Because you got to have a real injury. A benefit is not. A benefit is called an implied in law contract. What's an implied in law contract? That means I sign up for some benefit and the other side don't have to do squat. They can screw me. They can deny me access to any constitutional court. They can deny me a remedy. They can lie to me, do anything. It's a one-way street, a benefit. I got two children. I give one $1 an hour or $1 to do the dishes. The other give the other one 20. It's a benefit. I can do whatever I want. Change it at will. It's a one-sided deal. So they couldn't do benefits. So they took all of these and put them in Chapter 5. It starts with 1331 and give them an original jurisdiction. And here's what they con us. They get us into the United States District Court doing the courts for benefits. What happened to my Article III court? The only way to get to one now, United States Federal Court of Claim used to be Article III. Now they've diluted it down to an Article I, but it still has to do the rules of common law and equity under 2515. That's as diluted as they can get it. It's still there. Just makes it a lot harder to get in there. And in X-Action, which I got E-X-A-C-T-T-I-O-N, that's taking my stuff with you don't have the stroke. And now we understand the federal agency, the federal common law, the government of the United States of America are all outside the Constitution of the United States. But we have to plead this and prove these things. The other case that was right on point in this that I found, let me go down here to it, which is a killer case. Oops, that's expedited. I got the wrong, just a minute here, I got the wrong one. Here it is. The other case I found is United States versus Roberts, 613 F2D 530, 618 F2D, Frank Epperson, Frank 2D 530. That's out of the Ninth Circus, 1980. It's amazing. There shall be in each judicial district a district court. That district court that they did, they put district courts of the territories, district courts of the District of Columbia, and the district courts of the United States. They put them all together and said, hey, you're all the same. We're just going to call you district courts now. Like I've said before, it's like putting an eagle and a dove. And you're all birds. We'll put you all together in the same cage. You're all the same. You're all a bird.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. RBNnews.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. In this case, this is United States versus Roberts, 618F2D530, so Ninth Circuit, 1980. There shall be in each judicial district, and that's another kangaroo bunch of nonsense, a district court. We put all the different venues and jurisdictions all together, and we called it, the authority was accepted practice. It was built after the territory of Hawaii court. District Court of the United States in District of Columbia, or Hawaii. And the judicial power of the district court may be exercised by a single judge. That is the definition of an star chamber. He is an inquisitor. It's exercised by a single judge. He does whatever the hell he wants. It says so right in Title 28 U.S.C. 132, all that rule, order, and all that other stuff that he can do. He just does it. It says so. They print it. So when we go on, it says, judicial power, let's see here, it is fundamental that a district judge has no judicial power individually. His judicial power is exercised as a representative of the court. He's representing the frickin' damn court. It's a legislative court. Whoa. Oh, really? Jurisdiction is lodged in a court, not in a person. The judge exercising the jurisdiction, he acts for the court. And they cite another case. He's acting for the court. The district court are solely creation of statute, and a place in which a judge may exercise jurisdiction is subject absolutely to the control of Congress. Subject to control of Congress. So we got a representative. He's acting for this legislative court, which is a court of Congress. Now we got another problem. He's supposed to be an independent judge. I didn't know he represented the frickin' damn court. It's called judicial lynching. That's what it's called. I got a couple cases on that. How about Allen versus Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, 468 U.S. 737, 1984. More important, the law of Article 3 standing is built on a single basic idea, the idea of separation of powers. It is a fact which makes the general clarification of the law through judicial application. Why is the separation of powers? Let's see here. If I am a citizen of the United States of America, I am. I've got a question here. How does United States of America, a sovereign body politic, get standing in an Article III court? It's a political entity. It says it's a sovereign body politic. Who is you? No, I didn't. Let me go down here and look here. I got a caller here. Bill in Austin, question or comment on our subject?
Hello. Great work, Ralph. Just one quick comment. It appears that there's, as you say, there's two governments operating in this situation. One has the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and the other one is a representative republic.
The other one is a constitutional republic, but go ahead, yeah.
Correct. It seems like the United States of America is running the territories of the United States and Washington, D.C. under that form of government they have, and the states are running it totally separate from what they have, or should be, put it that way.
Well, here's where we got a problem. We have a bona fide the United States of America under the Articles of Confederation. We have another United States of America called the Government of the United States of America, which has federal agencies. It uses federal common law. Wait a minute. Where was it established? Federal agency means the Government of the United States of America. Where was it established? Federal agency was established in 1935 in the Federal Register Act for citizens of the United States. So that's the problem. We've got two United States of America. One is the United States of America, Articles of Confederation. I tried to find a definition for the government of the United States of America. What I found is federal agency means a government of the United States of America or independent establishments. But wait a minute here. If the independent establishments and the government of the United States, independent establishments, sits outside the Constitution. That's the Federal Reserve Act, the FAA, the FCC, all these people. They're independent establishments. And when did those little suckers come about? Well, they started off back in the Interstate Commerce Commission. They started off, back in the 1880s, because, you see, we got a problem. There's just too much political influence. So we're going to create a utopian agency. We're going to empower it, and it has no connections politically to the government of the United States. And it's going to do its nonsense by regulations. Because it's just going to be strictly honest. It'll just go do its job. Mankind has nobody to oversee it. And it's going to be a good guy. And next thing you know, under FDR, they got out of control in 1937. He had a research done, and they call it the headless fourth branch of government. They have no authority, and that's what is ruling this country today, is these frickin' damn agencies. Headless fourth branch of government, independent establishment, the Federal Reserve. What the hell do we got the Federal Reserve in charge of our finances for? That's why Trump is so pissed at him. I hope he gets around and makes United States notes. Anyway, go ahead. What's your point?
Well, only someone who's a citizen of, lives in Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin, Mariana Islands, wouldn't they be a United States citizen and be under the power of Congress?
Okay. First of all, don't use United States citizen. It's citizen of the United States. Got to get your verbiage right. And it's, I don't mean to be picky, but the words have such definitive meaning in this. It's like when you go through the Indiana Jones movie and you say the wrong word, something's going to happen. You know, if you ever saw the movie, you know, the thing comes down, the rock moves and whatever. That's the way these it's set up. And it's a citizen of the United States. And it was established for the blacks, supposedly, in 1866 to have the same rights as white citizen. You can still find it in the code today, 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982. 42 USC 1981-1982. How come the NAACP isn't out there? Or that, what's that, Southern Law Poverty outfit down there, communist outfit? Well, seems pretty discriminatory to me. I ain't going to talk about it. Go ahead.
So they would be a citizen of the United States and someone in those territories? Or
they are. That. Technically, they're a citizen of the United States, and they're under the plenary power, absolute power of Congress. Now, what they are not qualified electors, because the ones in D.C. are qualified electors at the government heads under the in D.C., but they're out there, but they are a citizen of the United States, technically, absolutely. And anybody...
So they have...
What?
They have no right to vote in anything. They have no say-so in the government. Or representation taxes, right?
Nope. The only one that have electoral college is the citizens of the United States in because of the 23rd Amendment. And they're voting, for the electoral college they're talking about is the President of the United States of America, which is the one that we all elected. We just didn't know it.
So someone who is a resident of a state, of one of the several states, claiming to be a United States citizen, would he be domiciled in Washington, D.C. if he's a resident?
Nope. Okay, you got a lot of errors in your verbiage. Let me correct it and then listen. Okay, first of all, resident means that you don't have a permanent home. Reside or resident. You have to use domicile. Now, how they do this, again, is the person is domiciled in D.C. He is a qualified elector that's in the D.C. code. And he is a citizen of the United States. He gets to vote in the municipal elections, and because of the 23rd Amendment, he is in the Electoral College for the President of the United States of America. You get three Electoral College votes in that Electoral College vote. If you are in, what state are you in?
Texas? Texas.
Okay. If you are in Texas, how you get it, you go down and sign up. You have to say, under the penalties of perjury, I'm a citizen of the United States. That comes under the Buck Act of 1940. You're deemed to be in a federal area. You're deemed to be. You could deem to be the President of the United States if somebody would believe it. But you're deemed to be a citizen of the United States. And you're a resident of Texas. You have no domicile because a citizen of the United States outside of D.C. can't have a domicile. Because you are a citizen of Texas, domiciled in Texas, one of the several states. You just don't know it, maybe.
Right.
Does
okay,
that make
thank
sense?
You, Ralph.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Until we can get a good understanding, and the verbiage, we don't use U.S. citizen. There are a few definitions, but United States citizen is citizen of the United States. And that's the problem we have today, is the damn verbiage. Because they change these lawyers get around and just change one word. Just like the 17th Amendment. How come they don't have the people of the several states? Because they didn't want the several states. They wanted a state. And then we go in the National Voter Registration Act and in Title 52, we define state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. We're on the same footing with the District of Columbia. It's defined. And they say they only have elections for federal offices. Federal offices, not offices for the, not for officers of the United States. Federal offices. That's federal again. We've got federal common law, federal government, and all this. It sounds really good. This is how they pull it off right in front of us. So I got to go back and read some of these other indictments and some of this other, because I just keep getting more and more knowledge. These guys in D.C. know the words. It's just like Morse code. If you don't know the words, but they use definitions, means. When they say this term means, and they put that term, that word or phrase in quotation marks, it's a brand new exclusive meaning, strictly limited to that statute, that chapter, that title, or whatever. Has nothing to do with the dictionary. Nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States. It's whatever they make it to seem like. If they say dog means cat, they put the word dog in there, and they're talking about my putty cat. How are we supposed to know that? Just like what I found today. Federal agency means the government of the United States of America? I thought a federal agency was the agency of the government of the United States. What did I know? I just don't know any better. I'm dumb as a rock. I'm learning. And I'm coming. It takes, I'll hear some static here or something. I don't know what's going on. Mike, I don't think it's my mic. Anyways, this is getting better and better. This is probably the most important case, other than we've got, say, three of them, actually. This Gladden's case, I got to get that back with, because they're trying to, she's put in a dismissal. This gal down here puts in to dismiss the case. She doesn't talk about any of the stuff that's there. They just go off on a tangent. That's one of the other things you would learn when you're talking about this. They go off. They won't talk about the subject. They create a false premise, and away they go. Don't follow them down that road. Stay on point to the essential elements of the brief. You can't make this stuff up. I don't know if I got through reading this. Yeah, I did here get through this Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Can you believe that? The judge exercised the jury. He acts for the court. He's representing the frickin' damn court. Those guys in there are representing the court. And the court is a legislative court under the control of Congress. Oh, another one of the cons that you got to really watch out for. They say, well, we've got to exercise the judicial power of the United States. Absolutely true. So what's wrong with that statement? The problem is the judicial power of the United States has to be put in quotation marks to stay to Article 3. The judicial power of the United States without quotation marks is comprehensive, or they will just say judicial power and they will put United States in quotation marks. That is all of the administrative and all of the other stuff that's not covered under Article 3, which the government of the United States has to be able to take control of. That's true. But it's where they either leave out the quotation marks, or they'll just make it judicial power, and it's judicial power, quotation mark, be government, or judicial power, then quotation marks, United States, end quotation marks. So when you're doing these briefings, you have to get around and put judicial power of the United States in quotation marks. And if you'll watch these briefings, you'll see the Supreme Court is really, and these courts are just, they're experts at it. And it doesn't mean anything unless you're watching for it. That's what's so astounding. Why do I have to have, basically, I spend a lot of time reading precisely, looking up a whole bunch of damn definitions, because these people are con artists. And they went to law school, and there may be Shakespeare may have something when he said, kill all the lawyers. They're not all bad. I'm hearing a noise in my mic here or something. I don't know if we got a mic open or something here. But anyways, can't make this stuff up. But it's interesting because that judge up there didn't even put it in paper from the 12th to the 25th. She didn't know what to do. Nobody had ever challenged a standing with some real cases, real facts. Because just like in Randy Kirkendall's case in Mississippi, he got a criminal conviction under the United States of America. We went to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, didn't hold it there, but we put in the United States. The attorney shows up. Counsel for the United States. They kick it back to the Fifth Circuit. all of a sudden the same attorney now is counsel for the United States of America. Now, wait a minute. We go from a Article III court to a kangaroo court, and you go from counsel of the United States to a counsel for the United States of America. How does that work? Oh, we're not, you don't want to, it's just, you're supposed to ignore all that. Standing, the real party of interest, if you don't know who the real party of interest is, how do you have any justice? How do you have due process of law if they can get around and just swap these names around? That's what we're challenging in Moody's case, which is 3-19-CharlieVictor-987. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well, we're back here, and I do want to say, if you email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, irs@alaskaminuteman.com, it's $250 postal money order, or Walmart. Be sure to use Roman numeral 2 if you send it to Walmart in Alaska, or the second. I operate on donations. That's all I operate on. I try to answer every call. I try to look at all the emails I get. And if you don't have the money, you just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and say, I can't afford it. Tell me why. I don't question why, whatever you tell me, and I will add you to the list. And you will get real documents, real stuff of court cases that's going on. I want to get a home page at some point, but I just can't seem to get around to it. I just keep learning these things because we have got critical cases, and we got the very first case, challenged them in Gladden's case. We got the first habeas in Rappert's case, and we finally got a case in the United States Federal Court of Claims. The only Article III remedy we technically have. And we really want to push on it, big time, because that's where our answer's at. That's why I'm putting all my effort. And these little discoveries that I made, I didn't go over all of them, the statutes that I stuff. These things take days sometimes. I just sit and do word searches and read. But that's why if you don't have Westlaw, I highly encourage getting one account of Westlaw, and I could teach you in 15 minutes how to use it. But it takes time to read the stuff, go through all the different things that you're looking for. But you can go through all of the law library and everything, the stuff that you get access to, Burton's, which you don't, average person's never heard of, all Amger 1, Amger 2. I have, by the way, Amger 1. I have the ruling case law, which was the precursor. I have all this stuff. You send me you get on the IRS list, send me or I'll buy a hard drive. I'll give you all my research. I want it out there. I'm not charging for it. I'm just trying to keep enough to keep the doors open. That's all I'm doing. Because I have to pay bills. I've got to stay afloat. That's all I'm looking for. Because I want to pound these guys with the truth. We need our republic back. It's been overthrown. I can unequivocally tell you, the courts, everything is under the control of Congress right now. And we have a president of the United States of America, executive power of the United States of America, with Trump. And if we didn't have him, we'd be done. And hopefully Barr and Durham, which both have a history of going after the evil folks in the government, the deep state is so deep, it shocks the conscience. In these, quote, states, it is so deep. And what's even crazier is these low-level flunkies, they give them some title and they think they're little tin gods. Unbelievable. These clerks of court and some of these, it's unbelievable. They just think that they really got it and they're protected. Well, if you get the information on your courts, we can sue your judges. And we're taking on the first one in Alaska. Not done yet. But you have to start somewhere, because I tell you one thing, you don't win a football game by sitting on the bench. And you don't get your republic back by sitting on the bench. Are we going to totally get it all back? No. Of course not. But we have two choices. You either fight for the truth, or you surrender. Anyway, better rallies are everywhere, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.